MMO 2015, day 28, recording 29. See, now I have the opposite problem. Now I'm going to have too many recordings. I'm going to have 30 plus recordings during AudioMo. This AudioMo has been a disaster, really, hasn't it? I just can't seem to stick with the plan. Anyway, how far did I run today? Well, I won't keep you in suspense. I'll give you the executive summary so that those of you who've got better things than to listen to me waffle on all day can stop now. I ran just a hair, and when I say a hair, I mean a couple of paces, over 10 kilometres. There you are. If you don't want to listen to the rest of the audio boo, you can go now. But if you do want to hear more, stick around. So I hadn't intended to run 10 kilometres this morning. I had intended to run 8 to make up for the fact that I had missed out on running the race at FOTA. So I thought, well, the very least I should do is run 8K anyway. I was a little bit trepidatious earlier in the week because 8K is further than I've run in a very, very long time. And running 7.5 was a bit of a struggle. So I thought 8 is going to be an even bigger struggle. Will I manage? Well, I thought, look, I'll be running. It'll be a special event. That'll carry me through. I'll be fine. But running today, I suddenly realised that one of my stated goals and ambitions was to run 10K this month. I think I said that anyway. I didn't think I'd be able to because of the 2 weeks that I didn't do very much training at all when I had the head cold. But I realised that if I wanted to do it this month, I was going to have to do it today because tomorrow's a swimming day and Tuesday, while it's a running day, is also a day that I don't want to really run myself into the ground and not be functioning properly for the rest of the day. I can do that on a Sunday, but not on a Tuesday because that's kind of regular working week kind of day. I do work at the weekends. I'll be doing a little bit of work today. But if I don't get the work done today, it's not a disaster. It's Sunday after all. And if I run 10 kilometres and I literally can't lift my legs after that and I can't do anything else for the rest of the day, well, it's not a disaster. So I realised that today was the day I was going to have to run 10K. And I realised this during the race. And this is where the work that I've done in testing all kinds of different routes really paid off today, because I was able to cobble together bits and pieces from the runs that I've been doing and add them together to make a circuit that I knew would allow me to run 10K. So I did also think, listen, I better not kill myself here, because the downside of running 10K is I'm pushing myself much further than I have done. So it increases the risk of injury and increases the risk that not only can I not do anything today, but I might not be able to do anything for the rest of the week. So that would be counterproductive. So let's not let ambition also destroy what I want to do. There's a great book. I think it's From Good to Great, or is it Great by Choice? It's Great by Choice, and it's by the same guy who did Good to Great, and I forget his name. I can see the book on the bookshelf. I just can't read the author's name from here. And one of the stories is about Admundson and Scott racing to the South Pole. And Admundson had this routine. He would do a certain distance every single day, regardless of the conditions, regardless of what he thought might be possible on the day. Every single day, in good weather or bad weather, good conditions, bad conditions, favourable circumstances or not, he did a fixed amount. Scott, on the other hand, would look at the day and go, well, it's a really bad day, we won't do anything today. Or it's a really good day, we'll do way more. So his effort, if you like, was a bit of a concertina event. And it turns out, due to analysis, because this is just the story that the author of Great by Choice uses for this particular chapter to analyse companies and their success, it's the companies who do the fixed bit in a certain time, who stick to their goals rather than overextending themselves when the circumstances are favourable, those are the companies that succeed in achieving their aims and growing and being kind of outstripping their competition. That's really what it boils down to. So I had that in my head as well. I thought, well, I am actually, because conditions might be favourable, suddenly doing a massive leap in the distance that I'm going to run. And I need to make sure that that is not going to jeopardize my exercise routine for the next couple of weeks. Because what I don't want to do is, yeah, yes, I ran 10 kilometers, whoop-de-doo, but now for 2 weeks, I can't do anything because I've hurt myself or I've overextended myself and I've pushed myself too far. That's just going to put me back. So I did have in my head an abort point where I thought, well, I'll do the 8K. And if I'm feeling that I've really pushed myself just to get to the 8K, I will stop. That will be the end of the run. If I feel that I can continue on in relative comfort, I will do so. And I will see how I feel at 9K. And if I feel that I'm not feeling great at 9K, I will stop. So at any point after 8K, really, I can call a halt to the run. As it turned out, I felt quite good. And it was a real boost to me to hear the voice on the earphones from the Runkeeper app say, she called out 55 minutes first, I think, and then 9K. I was also looking at the device handheld to see that I'd run the 8K. That was the first milestone. Then I got a time and I'd run in excess of 9K, and I just knew that running 10K was going to happen. There was nothing was going to stop me because I felt good. And can you hear that? You may or may not have heard that. That was my daughter running past the window, howling with joy as she is, I think she's walking the dog around the house on a lead. Anyway. So I knew that I was going to achieve it, and that's when those particular apps, when they give you that feedback information, is just great. And I could see the hour clocked up as well, so I've run in excess of an hour. So it was really, really motivational, and I knew I was going to be able to run the 10K. So I don't really know what more to say. I've run 10K. It's a great feeling. So where do I go from here? What's my ambition? And there she goes again. I should point out that the previous attempt to record this podcast was interrupted by my wife walking in because her iPhone had stopped working. Anyway, I'm going to cut this short now because there's too much distraction going on around the house. Actually, I was going to tell you where I go from here. Well, I have decided to run a marathon next year, I think. Do you know what? I might keep that for the next audio boo, because this girl is going to be running up and down with this dog for quite a while yet. She has boundless energy. Thanks for listening.